The next patient we're going to do is going to be Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Tedder, T-E-D-D-E-R, date of birth 10-14-55. Today's 2/20/2024, 68-year-old truck driver, single, no children, lives in a group home, has been married 3 times, now he's divorced. He does smoke, he does drink alcohol, he's been smoking since age 14, period. He suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, and hyperlipidemia, and COPD, period. Surgical history, has had 5 stents in his heart and knee surgery. Allergy coding, social, he lives in a group home, but he's very independent. He's able to drive and go out to dinner. He spent the night last night outside the group home with some friends. Medication includes Zocor 80 milligram once a day, Coric 6.25 BID, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Trelegy once a day, and Lasix 20 milligram a day. Family history, dad died of Parkinsonism, mom died of myocardial infarction. Last hospitalization was 1 year ago. It's when he had his cardiac event. Review of system, he's complaining of no chest pain, shortness of breath, PND, orthopnea, no edema, no nausea, vomiting, and no angina type symptoms. COVID immunization, none. Also, in review of system, he is weak and uses the walker, but he's been doing that for some time because of weak knees, he tells me. On exam, 130 over 70, pulse is 80, respiration is 18, heart pulse is 1 pulse, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, trace edema. Assessment, 68-year-old gentleman with compensated coronary artery disease, period. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Number 3, hypertension control. Number 4, very independent. Number 5, patient is able to drive his car and go on different outings. Number 6, hyperlipidemia. Next number, never stop Plavix. Next number, COPD. Next number, tobacco abuse. Next number, continues to smoke. Next number, we discussed his smoking habits and the fact that his next heart attack may be the last one. And the smoking is definitely contributing to that, and he understands that. But he's not going to quit. Thank you.